That vacation. The illuminated red sun slowly retreated down below the tall, thick trees, its graceful rays dissolving in the clouds, allowing its disputing rivals to conquer the sky once again, to create and maintain a soft, more gentle light made to tease the coyotes. The radio was at a soft whisper, and the engine was moaning a faint, lazy groan in the background, that slowly drifted away to the endless but limited dreamlands. Taking a vacation on a tight summer schedule is always hard for a family of five. Planning a week of vacation was a dreadful and confusing experience. Having my mom plan a two-week vacation was something that was unheard of. It was definitely something to look up to. Something that made every minute slow and painful to live through. We arrived in Memphis late at night to crash at the Marriott suite we had booked for the night before. It had been 15 hours going on 20 since we left the house early in the morning. No special shops on the way, no museums, and no memorials. My dad drove the whole way there. 16 hours might not seem like a long time to some people, but when you're traveling with my annoying brother and sister, it can feel like more than 100 hours. Opening the window to inhale the clean, fresh air of Tennessee is always a good experience to have while being in a small, stuffy car for 10 hours. But some experiences aren't always as welcomed. Not knowingly did we open the windows during the largest mosquito outbreaks Tennessee has seen since last spring. And if you live in Missouri, you know those mischievous parasites can be trouble. Even though getting eaten alive in an enclosed area sounds bad, something more terrifying happened that night. We got an unexpected phone call while parked in the dark Marriott parking lot. It was my grandma. Her voice was unsteady and wavery. The radio's whisper zeroed out in the background, and the subtle sound of the crunch from the parking brake made me realize that we were going to stay there in the car for a while. I was tired and anxious to get into a fluffy bed, and this made me very upset and outraged at the phone call. That was until I looked ahead in the rear-view mirror to catch a glimpse of my mom's eyes and a blood-curdling stare beaming in my eyes. It immediately sent chills up my spine. It was like all of her thoughts were burned and smothered across her brain. I looked behind me to make sure that she wasn't looking at me, but sure enough, neither my brother or my sister were aware of what was going on. I looked back in the mirror and could see my mom trying to break off from the conversation to take action on something important. As she said her last three goodbyes before hanging up, my parents had a private conversation that left me curious to what happened. Mom. 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 Who was that? Mom. Mom. I tried to break into the conversation, but instead just irritated my parents even more. Christopher Evans, do you see your father and I talking? But I want to know what's going on, I interrupted again. Check one more time, and I swear I'll... Christy, said my dad, jumping in to defend me. I think it would be best to tell the kids what we're going to do. My mom had just broke the news to us that our grandpa had an extremely serious stroke. It's probably best if we just go back just in case if it gets worse, my mom explained. Hearing that news made me furious, angry. I thought about how long and how boring it was to ride in a packed van for 16 hours, and it outraged me. I was boiling with feelings for my grandpa. He was going to make us go all the way back to Missouri on our only vacation for the summer just because of a stroke. I'll call the hotel and to tell him that we have canceled our reservation, my mom said wistfully. I could not let this plane fly. I tried my hardest to persuade my mom to stay the night and leaving in the morning, but my ideas were quickly shot down. Look, Christopher, I know you're disappointed, and I am too, but you can't be mad at your grandpa having a stroke. My parents said, trying to politely scold me. I didn't care what my parents had to say about it. I was disappointed, and that was final. All would have went well if I had kept my big fat mouth closed. I don't care about my family anymore. I want my vacation now. Christopher, your grandpa could have died, and you're upset about not having to be able to go on a week-long vacation? My mother reprimanded me. If you don't care about your family members' lives more than a stupid vacation, then maybe you don't deserve to be part of our family vacations anymore. Her loud ending startled me. It made me realize that I was wrong for being upset with my grandpa. In fact, I didn't just realize I was wrong. I felt guilty too. But I don't necessarily like to be wrong. So away my mouth went, digging my hole deeper and deeper, trying to effortlessly hold up my end of the conversation. Well, maybe you shouldn't be able to go on any more vacations because you're making us go back, I uproared from my diaphragm. My brother looked up from his laptop and looked at me with a dumbfounded face. You're so stupid, Chris. Your logic makes no sense. He shouted from the back of the van. Enough, Chris. No more talking about this conversation for the rest of the car ride. My mother made it very clear that she wasn't messing around anymore, so I grew smart and kept my mouth shut for the majority of the car ride back. We got home at about 4:30 in the afternoon. We were all fatigued from our long car ride. My grandma called almost in sync when we got inside the house. My mom had a lengthy conversation with her for about 15 minutes, but once I heard the click from the phone hanging up, I watched my mom and waited to see what had happened. My heart dropped all the way to my stomach. I clutched the handle of my luggage in my hand to the point where it left a sharp pain throbbing in my index finger. I had assumed that my grandpa had passed away from the stroke he had had the day before and almost cried. But soon enough, I could see the dark, gloomy cloud blow away from above her head as she flashed a golden, glowing smile with relief. Your grandma called and said that your grandpa was stabilized and ready to be visited. The ride to the hospital was very awkward for me, knowing that I was once upset with my grandpa for making us come back, and then finding out that he was close to dying. But once we arrived there, I was relieved and felt stupid for being upset with my grandpa. Hey, Christopher boy, how's my boy been? My grandpa asked with a fake, painful smile. I started tearing up thinking about all the things my grandpa has done for me all my life, and that he could have easily left our lives while we were enjoying a vacation. I'm doing good, Grandpa, I grinned. Real good. In those 2 days, I realized that everything isn't about me, and that I should start taking care of people no matter how I feel about it. I could have lost my grandpa that night, and all I could remember from him was that he was called my grandpa. No more. Nothing less. It still hurts me today to think that my grandpa won't be along much longer. Those 2 nights have changed me to who I am today, and I will always remember them as that vacation.